Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower, Princess kept a view.
Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. One of my favorite songs. That's a Bob Dylan song he's covering there. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. And my blog is there, et cetera, including the body of work that Nicole Galinas has deposited with us. Over the years, she's the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. And boy, what a tall order that is, Nicole, these days. Some of the behavior, or I should say the behavior of Washington and Wall Street together, especially Washington, Nicole, those chickens are coming home to roost. And now in two reports, one, the Standard & Poor's credit rating system has given fired a shot across the bow of our country and warned that in a couple of years, our good faith and credit of our country could be in peril. And the International Monetary Fund is predicting that in about 7 years, that the United States will no longer be the top economic superpower. It will be China. What do you think about all this, Nicole? Is this a canary in the mine shaft?
Yeah, I think that these are signs that we have to be serious about economic growth. And one way that you'd be serious about that is don't spend half a decade now, because the housing bubble burst in 2006, trying to pretend that losses were not as bad as they were.
Right.
That the financial system has shielded large firms from the full extent of their losses by trying to keep the price of these assets up.
Moral hazard on steroids, right?
Right, and this is harming economic growth. For example, with housing prices, principal, a lot of these mortgages should be written down. Money was lent 100%,
right.
Sometimes more than 100%,
right.
On appraisals that the lenders sign off on. The lenders try to say it would create moral hazard if we wrote down the mortgages. That's not true. Businesses, lenders, and borrowers always writing down the value of bad debt when both sides make a bad business deal. Moral hazard is when the government gets involved,
right.
Not when you admit that you've lent bad money and you're not going to get it back. And so failure to address these issues keeps people, you know, Stephen Roach used the word zombie consumers, keeps people spending way too much money on their mortgage debt, money that could be going into saving, into more productive industries. Instead, we're sending good money after bad. And it really does hurt economic growth, and that's an important part of the equation of debt and deficits. You're growing more, you're getting more tax revenues and so forth. And, of course, you've got to address your entitlement problems and all that as well. But you've got in a much better position to do that when you're growing well.
Well, one of the reasons why our economy is not taken off again after now is, you know, the recession's been technically over for almost 2 years. The economy is still in the doldrums. And the reason is because we have not taken our medicine, the major funding, the major sources of capital in on Wall Street, they have not really taken their medicine. The government has been propping them up. And so here's my question, Nicole. How is what's happened in the last 2 years between Washington and Wall Street, how is that different from what happened in Japan from 1990 to 1995 and put that nation into a two-decade recession?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of similarities. You want to protect large companies from failure, and so you just kind of hope that these problems will go away with time, but instead all you're doing is stretching out the pain for a much longer time.
And in the meantime, small businesses on Main Street become collateral damage. And that's what makes me, that's the reason why since November of 90, well, actually since October, when I first started realizing where the causes were of October, of October of 08, 2008, since that date, you know, 2.5 years, I've been mad about this, Nicole. I've talked about it on this show. I have written about it. I am mad about what happened, and we've got to fix this. We've got to break this collusion between Washington and Wall Street.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, the Tea Party came about because of the bailouts, and a lot of people seem to have forgotten that this is, that people are still very angry and upset about this, that it hasn't gone away, that even though people in New York, a lot of them are making money and they're happy again, people in Washington seem to think the financial crisis is a thing of the past, but a lot of regular people still very upset about this stuff, and Congress hasn't addressed it a way to allow these companies to fail.
Only in 2008 did the bonus pool for Wall Street banks, only in 2008 did that number come down. In 2009, it was as high, over $125 billion in bonus compensation in 2009 on Wall Street for Wall Street banks, which was on same as it was in 2007. And in 2010, it was over $130 billion in bonus pool, while 15 million Americans are unemployed or underemployed and people losing their houses. There's something wrong with that picture, Nicole. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I think you've got to put the rules in place that allows these firms to fail without taking down the rest of the economy with them, and that's how you'll stop the inefficient allocation of capital into the financial industry. Of course, it makes sense for people to invest in the debt of large financial institutions if they feel like those institutions can never fail, but it doesn't make sense for the broader economy. And, you know, the good news, I guess, although it's slim, is that the derivatives part of Dodd-Frank, the law gave the regulators way too much discretion, but they seem to be using it well, setting up good rules to clear these derivatives on exchanges.
But you know, while all this is going on, meanwhile, most small businesses in America, not all of them, but most of them, according to their surveys that I see, are still feeling like they're in a recession, whether we technically are or not. Quick break, right back with Nicole Galinas. Her book is called After the Fall. Check it out when you get a chance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.